I'm Liz Rosati, and welcome to this podcast on design. This morning, I received an email from a friend announcing she was starting her retirement. I wanted to congratulate her by sending a free e-card from the Rubber Chicken e-card site. It's a great site and has the best animated cards I've seen online. Well, after spending several minutes perusing the different cards, I found the perfect one to send, the Great Day Psychic. So I proceeded to hit the Send Now button. A page came up asking me to type in my email address for a free 10-day trial. I typed in my email address and hit Submit, which brought me to another page asking for all my personal info, name, address, phone number, even my birth date and gender. After filling out all the info except for my age, I hit the Submit button again, and the next page appears. Please select your payment below. You will not be charged during your trial period. You may contact us to request a cancellation at any time during your free trial. If we don't hear from you, we'll continue your yearly subscription for just $19.95 without interruption. Well, I wasn't about to give them my credit card info because all I wanted was one free e-card without having to go through the hassle of contacting them to cancel, and we all know most of us will forget to cancel. And once they have my personal info, I wasn't sure what they would do with it anyway. I must confess, I almost never look at the fine print when I'm asked to select the check box. Yes, I agree to these rules and regulations. Trying to be fair, I downloaded the privacy PDF, which is 7 pages long, and skimming through the document, I found this on page 4. Rubber Chicken's uses of personal information. If you have provided us your consent, we will use the information we have collected about you in 5 ways. 1, to send personalized, targeted information that we think our users will find relevant. 2, to include targeted advertising within such messages. 3, to send promotions and coupons based on the user's interests. 4, to contact the user for feedback and surveys. And 5, to send the user other information about RCC. Guess it pays to read the fine print, because it does say, if provided us your consent, we will use the information we have collected. I then have to further read on to find out how to opt out of giving my consent. Now, how many of you would bother reading all this? At this point, I close the tab in the browser and decide that I'm not about to continue. So what does reading a privacy statement and sending an e-card have to do with graphic design? This process of gathering personal information and then providing the email address of the recipient of the card is a form of advertising. It's called viral advertising, or viral marketing, to be specific. So what exactly is viral marketing? Dr. Ralph F. Wilson, e-commerce consultant who has written the 6 Simple Principles of Viral Marketing, defines it this way. Viral marketing describes any strategy that encourages individuals to pass on a marketing message to others, creating the potential for exponential growth in the message's exposure and influence. Like viruses, such strategies take advantage of rapid multiplication to explode the message to thousands, to millions. When sending an e-card, you are inadvertently sending an advertisement for this e-card company. Your friend who receives the card loves it and decides to go to this website to send a free e-card to one of their friends. The company then hopes that this new consumer may pay to become a member, and the viral infection begins and can spread quickly. The internet is full of many examples, with Hotmail being one of the most famous. When Hotmail started, it was missing the important ingredient to succeed, and that was traffic. Being able to control information added to the sender's email, because Hotmail is a free service, it was able to add a footer signature that said, "To get your free email account, go to www.hotmail.com." As more and more emails were sent by existing account holders, more and more people signed up for the free service. Hotmail became so successful that it was purchased by Microsoft. Well, you might be wondering what I decided to do about sending the e-card. I just couldn't sign up, knowing I would cancel, so I found a photo I had taken in LA a while ago, altered it a bit in Photoshop, and designed my own personal congratulation card. Oh, by the way, I got an email a few hours later from Rubber Chicken asking me why I didn't complete the membership process. So there you go. Make sure you read the fine print and know what you're getting into.